the women I met on the three camps were fearing for their safety. So even if they are in the displaced camps, still they feel not secured at all. These are the situations they feel like, even if we are in the camps, nothing is secured. Anything can happen to us at any time.
Now, what is the condition of the women you've seen?
Really, today I was very shocked because if I see five women, three were pregnant. And if she's not pregnant, she is carrying a baby of under 1 year old. Today we had 60 women coming to collect their sponsorship funds, and among them, 35 women were pregnant or coming with the baby. So they are carrying precious treasure, which is a child. The women with whom I talked in Mugunga, they are those who have been displaced for 1 year. And some of them, they gave birth their babies in the IDP camp. So I was wondering, how, what will be the future of this newborn who have been born in the camps where they don't have enough food, they don't have proper sanitation, they don't have even access to education. I don't know how to describe this situation. It's like every time when I go to these women, it's like myself, I'm dying. I don't know from where we should start to build up hope for these women.
Did any of the women tell you that their pregnancies were the result of rape?
They told me that some of their friends or family members who have been pregnant, and they are pregnant because of the rape.
Now, these women who might be pregnant because of rapes, do they face any stigma or discrimination?
Yes, totally. They are discriminated at each level. You can imagine somebody who was married, she had a husband, and she became a victim of rape. Many women have been chased by their husband because of being raped and having children from the rape. Even in Bukavu, in South Kivu province, there are some of the community which raised against these women. So it's a really very dangerous for these women to be discriminated, separated from their families, being illiterate, being not able to take care of themselves.
As you know, rape is being used as a weapon of war in the Eastern DRC. But I would like to ask you a question about the men. Have you spoken with men who have either witnessed their wives or daughters being raped, or the sons who have watched their mothers being raped? Have you spoken with them, or have you spoken with men who themselves have been raped?
Myself, I met some men who were really traumatized because of being raped. You know that the rape have been used like a weapon to exercise power and to have a control over a community. The men who have been victim of rape, it's like they are no longer exist. It's like I am a man, but I am no longer a man because of what happened to me. I saw even a man who the private part were cut, and they raped him and they cut his private part. So this man didn't even want to talk to anybody. So for me to come closer to this man, I have to say, look, we are together on this battle, and you have to make sure you don't hide what happened to you so that we together we may fight to eradicate this. And that's what the men opened up to us. So the trauma itself for the men who have been victims of rape is high. The trauma for the men who saw their wives being raped also is high. The entire community has been affected.
Ms. Karamba, have you actually spoken to men who've committed rape in the Eastern DRC?
It's like men are forgotten. It's like even if they are, the rapers are men, we don't have to stigmatize men as actors of rape, actors of wars. We have to bring them closer to our program so that they may understand their roles. They may understand the need of changing attitudes. They may understand the need of being an actor to build up peace at each level. when some soldiers in the men's leadership training, they said, me, if I rape a woman, because when I have a gun, I have control over the land, and I have to make sure I exercise my power. And we asked this military soldier and say, look, when you were raping this woman, didn't you get worried that she could be infected by HIV and you could be harmed instead of getting pleasure, what we are looking? So you see that sometimes ignorance leads people to act. And if we can fight and attack the ignorance, then we can promote behavior change and it can be a safe place for the women.